This audio recording is brought to you by SuccessUltraNow.com and DavidWolf.com. The content of this audio recording is based on the book Amazing Grace by David Wolf and Dr. Nick Good, released by North Atlantic Books and distributed by Random House.
Principle number 9, forgiveness. Mercy is the flower of growth. It's Jesus, love without ends, Jesus speaks. The great clarion call of the ages is sounding out. You are being called. We are being called. We are all being called. Now is the hour. The back phone is ringing. Our response to this critical call is absolutely defining human destiny. Of this, there can be no doubt. In Hindu mythology, on the battlefield at Kurukshetra, Krishna, the representative of divine presence, tells the weeping, unwilling Arjuna, the representative of the mind, that he must indeed fight. There is no choice. Essentially, Krishna informs Arjuna that action on the battlefield is required. This is the time of radical action. The archetypal fallen angels, writhing in their torment, have suffered enough. The sad tears of human history have scorched acid into the disguise our wayward people have donned. The horrifying message of all pain, all war, hatred, violence and contempt, all bitterness, every rape, murder, abused child, pollution, disease, and absolute disrespect for all that is sacred is now communicated so loudly that even the ignorant beast that is present-day humanity is becoming restless and beginning to dream another dream. An entirely new way of life approaches. As we steadily, one by one, little by little, together, open our eyes, minds, and hearts, and miraculously, magnificently, undo the shackles of insanity, we step out of the prison of judgment because we have found, hidden deep within us, the key. The key is forgiveness. The spiritual power of forgiveness. The most potent awareness catalyzing the activation of the superhero, consciously adjusting the internal coding sequences to line up with synchronicities, is a spiritual attitude of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a fundamental step into one's own true, innate, everlasting, all-conquering, all-healing, totally loving, eternally peaceful brilliance. Forgiveness is an endless spring of unknown prosperity. By embodying the attitude of forgiveness, we are released from our bondage and all imagined bondage forever. Forgiveness is not an easy word for many, yet without it, we do not possess the key to any prison cell. Forgiveness loosens the bonds of mental slavery and frees our heart. Forgiveness opens the floodgates, allowing the mana to flow in. Its power is felt immediately. The opening of the inner flower of forgiveness, the Ormus moment, appears to be efficiently accessed when one is in direct communication with the one who is being forgiven. In this moment we are in reverence at one and in the solitude of wonder. In this moment we may receive the priceless gift of serenity. As we apply forgiveness through our attitude and actions, something significant occurs. Judgment falls away, knowing disappears, and an opening to the mystery occurs. This happening is like Sir Percival acquiring the Holy Grail. Within the internal dynamics of this human interface with the divine, there is a subtle realm of an exquisite feeling experience rarely visited by heavy materialists. The purity required to discover the Holy Grail is simply the ability to let go of any grudges and forgive completely at all levels of feeling, awareness, attitude, consciousness, mind, and biology. Jesus Christ, superhero. In the example of Jesus Christ, his life and teachings, miracles of healing, crucifixion, and ascension, The subtle, mystical, and all-powerful seeds of the almighty power of forgiveness were written eternally into the story of humankind. Often referred to as the Lamb of God, Jesus, Yeshua, embodied qualities of being through an absolute awareness of divinity and his relationship with it. His attitude of compassion, with a core consciousness of forgiveness combined with his lamb-like innocence to create a clear illustration of the optimal state by which it becomes possible to access the amazing grace that empowers us all to perform the seemingly miraculous. Jesus Christ's journey through brutality, through gore, through horror into heaven on earth was activated through forgiveness, his last act. In our opinion, Jesus is one of the key superheroes in our recorded history. As one of the greatest, if not the greatest, ascended master, Jesus' story is available planet-wide for us all to consider. The message is clear. In order to access the genuinely miraculous, forgiveness is a requisite factor. Perhaps you can forgive organized religion for distorting the story of Jesus. This is from Nick. Jesus is one of my favorite superheroes. Much is being said these days about whether or not Jesus even lived. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't even matter. What does matter is the teachings in the story. I can tell you this. I've carried a big man on my back whilst walking barefoot and unharmed over broken glass bottles. I've felt the grace in scorching heat more than once, firewalking naked upon red-hot coals. I've bent steel bars with my throat and challenged myself in many different ways. All of these milestones, these small and subtly powerful achievements, have initiated me into a deeper understanding of our soul power. In order to achieve these feats, my highest forms of meditation begin with the spiritual contemplation of the man Jesus nailed to the bloody wood, with so much compassion in his eyes. For me, this is a great benchmark to begin any form of inner journeying. Contemplation upon Jesus' story helps me access resources inside myself that are dynamic, receptive, intelligent, and very alive. Forgiveness, compassion, these core attitudes are the keys to the doorway which allow me to swiftly exit the normal waking state and experience the pure joy of insension. The ascension into the sacred heart within. The most relevant message Jesus came to share for me begins in that almighty act of compassion. Ho'oponopono. A more recent example of the power of forgiveness is illustrated by the following story as related by the author of The Attractor Factor and cast member of the film The Secret, Joe Vitale. Within this tale lies the inspiration that shatters a sense of individual powerlessness. Meditate deeply upon its meaning and apply the distillation of this contemplation to your way of being. For truly, this tale reveals the magic potion to catalyze genuine invincibility. Vitale describes, 2 years ago, I heard about a therapist in Hawaii who cured a complete ward of criminally insane patients without ever seeing any of them. The psychologist would study an inmate's chart and then look within himself to see how he created that person's illness. As he improved himself, the patient improved. When I first heard this story, I thought it was an urban legend. How could anyone heal anyone else by healing himself? How could even the best self-improvement master cure the criminally insane? It didn't make any sense. It wasn't logical, so I dismissed the story. However, I heard it again a year later. I heard that the therapist had used a Hawaiian healing process called Ho'oponopono. I had never heard of it, yet I couldn't let it leave my mind. If the story was at all true, I had to know more. I had always understood total responsibility to mean that I am responsible for what I think and do. Beyond that, it's out of my hands. I think that most people think of total responsibility that way. We're responsible for what we do, not what anyone else does. But that's wrong. The Hawaiian therapist who healed these mentally ill people would teach me an advanced new perspective about total responsibility. His name is Dr. Iha Leakala, Hugh Len. We probably spent an hour talking on our first phone call. I asked him to tell me the complete story of his work as a therapist. He explained that he worked at Hawaii State Hospital for 4 years. That ward, where they kept the criminally insane, was dangerous. Psychologists quit on a monthly basis. The staff called in sick a lot or simply quit. People would walk through that ward with their backs against the wall, afraid of being attacked by patients. It was not a pleasant place to live, work, or visit. Dr. Len told me that he never saw patients. He agreed to have an office and to review their files. While he looked at those files, he would work on himself. As he worked on himself, patients began to heal. After a few months, patients that had to be shackled were being allowed to walk freely, he told me. Others who had to be heavily medicated were getting off their medications, and those who had no chance of ever being released were being freed. I was in awe. Not only that, he went on, but the staff began to enjoy coming to work. Absenteeism and turnover disappeared. We ended up with more staff than we needed because patients were being released and all the staff were showing up to work. Today, that ward is closed. This is where I had to ask a $1 million question. What were you doing within yourself that caused those people to change? I was simply healing the part of me that created them, he said. I didn't understand. Dr. Len explained that total responsibility for your life means that everything in your life, simply because it is in your life, is your responsibility. In a literal sense, the entire world is your creation. Phew, this is tough to swallow. Being responsible for what I say or do is one thing. Being responsible for what everyone in my life says or does is quite another. Yet the truth is this. If you take complete responsibility for your life, then everything you see, hear, taste, touch, or in any way experience is your responsibility because it is in your life. This means that terrorist activity, the president, the economy, or anything you experience and don't like, it's up for you to heal. They don't exist, in a manner of speaking, except as projections from inside you. The problem isn't with them, it's with you. And to change them, you have to change you. I know this is tough to grasp, let alone accept or actually live. Blame is far easier than total responsibility. But as I spoke to Dr. Len, I began to realize that healing for him, and in ho'oponopono po'ono, means loving yourself. If you want to improve your life, you had to heal your life. If you want to cure anyone, even a mentally ill criminal, you do it by healing you. I asked Dr. Len how he went about healing himself. What was he doing exactly when he looked at those patients' files? I just kept saying I'm sorry and I love you, over and over again, he explained. That's it. That's it. Let us reconsider the story of Captain John Newton. Newton was a slave trader. He sailed a ship to Africa and in some way participated in capturing the men of that land and women too, no doubt, and took them in chains for commercial gain across the sea and sold them. Many died en route. Others were maimed. The indigenous African people, some of them kings, some of them mothers and fathers, were taken from their land and dragged below deck on a ship bound for a hellish journey. They were taken to a foreign land in an act of cruel relocation, and they were sold as property. In order to achieve his historical destiny, Captain John Newton had to forgive himself completely for his crimes. Yet the point is not only about who Newton was and what he did. This point is specifically about who we are. Consider how you are personally responsible for the crimes perpetrated on the planet. Ask yourself, how am I responsible for these crimes? Yes, you. That is ho'oponopono. Ask yourself, how am I responsible for oppressing the indigenous heart within me? A natural part of ourselves has been plundered and ravaged by brutality for nothing more than loot, a short-term gain. We have fallen into a world of barbarism and need to forgive ourselves for this tragic turn of events. As forgiveness is applied with the sincerity demonstrated by Dr. Hugh Len in his ho'oponopono practice, a new coding sequence is established within us. This code is akin to a combination lock, a PIN number, or secret password. It is an access code to above top secret clearance levels of natural security. With this code, the door opens to the establishment of heaven upon earth. This is from Nick. For myself, forgiveness has been a mountainous journey. I was taught a very different doctrine when I was a young lad in the lonely fields of Lincolnshire, England. The men would very often bear a grudge. Forgiveness was not something that was easily and obviously practiced. Perhaps this poem I wrote best sums up my opinion of forgiveness. It's called A River of Love. 'Twas in the lonely years of flat Lincolnshire fields where as a boy I ran wild and free, that I dreamed the dreams of the man I wished so much to be. The wind blew cold and men grew old and talked of things that only their eyes could see. Frosty mornings would bite, rain poured day and night, but no other place did I wish to be. The fields my home, a river my teacher, and my best friends were trees and dogs. My favourite music was the morning birds and the sound of burning logs. I felt so alive, full of joy, happy just to be. Not even the bullies with kick and punch could knock that joy from me. But the most important thing a young lad needs in his home to keep him growing, the river of love where this young fish swam, was slowly, slowly slowing. Fires of anger burned in the eyes of the man who called me his son. My mother was sad. Their love was cold and froze in years to come. His temper was short, his words were cruel, and cut my heart with the ease of a knife. My pain and fear then turned to spite, and 'twas my brother with whom I did fight. All were deafened by the words of things that never were said. They spoiled a love that hardly lived. The family life was dead. I was in a world I loved so much, but with which I could not deal, and confused by things I did not know, yet inside of me could feel. The tears I struggled to keep inside watered the wish in me to find myself, to be the man someday I knew I could be. So I said goodbye to those I loved but never really knew, and wandered far from the fields where a lonely boy had grew. Many a year I carried the pain and dreamed of feeling peace again, and as I grew I understood we only did the best we could. We can only teach what we've been shown, and lessons of love we'd hardly known. Now today I see through clearer eyes this dream world of fears and ignorance and lies, and I hope one day all will see a simple truth plain to me. Now is the time to teach old and young lessons of love so the river can run. Breathing forgiveness. We need forgiveness. It is probably the only thing we need. That's the most important part in the jigsaw puzzle now. Some of us need a lot of forgiveness applied liberally in every moment of every day. Forgiveness. Apply it. Ho'oponopono. Heal the ward for the criminally insane. How do you apply forgiveness all the time? By watering and nurturing the ormus flower, by placing your attention on the holy breath. If you truly wish to become a superhero and save the world from the hands of its molesters, then get on with the joyful business of committing to maintaining the sweetest science. All you have to do is direct your consciousness towards the solution, all of the time. Breathe forgiveness. When you drift off into other concerns, compassionately bring the focus back to the breath and breathe forgiveness into whatever floats across your consciousness. Remember, joy is serious business in heaven. In the greatest love story ever told, the victory of the underdog is what is required. It's a long shot, and victory is not guaranteed. That's the beauty of it. The nude world water. According to some of the most enlightened Christian communicators, every time we judge, we are driving the nails into the wrists of Jesus on the cross. It is in the greatest challenges of our lives where forgiveness is applied that we rise out of the mire of judgment into another realm of response. Our experience seems to support the idea that the difference between forgiveness in all the ways mentioned and judgment, for example, negatively judging someone, is the difference between heaven and hell. The New World Order was a world based primarily on judgment. The nude world water is a world based on forgiveness. The conscious choice to choose to enter into the mystery, to surrender all our judgments about ourselves, surrender all those and forgive wholly, wholly, completely now and forever, the wrongs we have done to ourselves must be applied at the deepest point of our inner feelings and thoughts. It is here in this timeless realm that one relinquishes understanding. This movement within one's own psyche is a gesture of integrity towards all humanity. As one creates peace within oneself, world peace is achieved. As inner disturbances disappear, the depth of the mystery becomes available for real, omnijective review. A true science is then born where evidence determines the theories instead of the present-day situation where theories determine the evidence. The Jedi Directive. The activation of superhero capacity is our mission and Jedi Directive. New psalms are being sung, and it is we who are singing them. The echoes of those hymns as they careen into the deep silence are being heard in the cosmos. Immortal yogis are taking their yoga into the stars. Through an attitude of righteousness, the warrior is forged anew in the mythology of Valhalla. Let's have fun for a moment. Imagine, with your heart, launching into the celestial realms to ride alongside our cosmic brethren as a galactic explorer. Has your imagination brought you to consider a future role as a galactic citizen? What's happening out there in the cosmos anyway? Who is the president of the galaxy? Visualize us actually saving the planet at the last possible second. There must be an extraordinary celestial office up there for somebody who plays the critical role in what would have to be the greatest galactic caper of all time. As we have mentioned, our friend Riley Martin, whom we consider to be a Martin Luther cosmic king, has been up and down to the Biavian mothership on several occasions. Under Tan's directive, he is drawing up and selling wayfarer soul tickets, symbols, into outer space, like Uncle Remus on magic mushrooms. Check out www.riley-martin.tv and get your Jedi passport to the cosmos. It is fascinating to consider that the Biavians have destroyed two of their own worlds. What level of forgiveness did it take for these beings to get out of conflict? How many Jesuses died on their crosses? Forgiveness. Don't leave home without it. This is from Dave Wolf. How do we get through life without judging? I do my best to abandon judgment and to use discernment instead. To me, discernment means a decision without an emotional charge on it. To illustrate this, I recall the story of a friend in my youth whom I considered to be a bad drunk. He would cause all kinds of problems. When Friday or Saturday night came around, nobody wanted to be around him. He was literally a loose cannon every time alcohol touched his lips, and I often had to babysit his drunken escapades. I loved the guy. He was a great friend, but he was a bad drunk. Others literally hated him because of his inability to control himself. Once I learned discernment, I was able to make decisions to avoid that guy on weekends without getting caught in an emotionally charged exchange, without hate. To me, that is discernment versus judgment. The key attitudes and behaviors have been demonstrated by all the great teachers of antiquity and the superheroes and champions of the modern era. Forgiveness, compassion, the highest forms of love, gratitude, and innocent perception, all blended with the appropriate degrees of wonder and awe, allow us to exist in a simple state of being that exudes creativity and brings about the purest levels of personal health and happiness. Forgiveness is a shamanic tool. As a consciously applied principle in life, forgiveness automatically and naturally triggers an opening to the mystery. As we learn to utilize the energy of forgiveness, we become the powerful agents of change that we are being called to become, the superheroes of our time. Let us hold true to the eternal superhero motto, forgive and forget. Forgiveness is a choice. It is a direction of consciousness. Forgiveness in our heart is always a choice in every situation. Consciousness seems proportionate to the living being's power of choice. It lights up the zone of potentialities that surrounds the act. That's Henry Bergson. You must forgive those who hurt you, even if whatever they did to you is unforgivable in your mind. You will forgive them not because they deserve to be forgiven, but because you don't want to suffer and hurt yourself every time you remember what they did to you. It doesn't matter what others did to you. You are going to forgive them because you don't want to feel sick all the time. Forgiveness is for your own mental healing. You will forgive because you feel compassion for yourself. Forgiveness is an act of self-love. As Don Miguel Ruiz, the Mastery of Love. And here, the Prayer of Personal Forgiveness by Howard Wills. I bless this day and give thanks for my life. Lord in heaven, I am your child, your humble child. I give you my love and thank you for your constant love and blessings. Lord, I ask that you help me forgive and release, completely and totally, all people who have hurt me through thought, word, or deed, knowing or not knowing. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord in heaven, I ask that you help all people I have hurt through thought, word, or deed, knowing or not knowing, to forgive and release me completely and totally. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, I ask that you help me forgive and release myself completely and totally for all the times I hurt myself or hurt others through thought, word, or deed, knowing or not knowing. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord in heaven, I ask that you help all life forms I have hurt in any way, at any time, to forgive and release me completely and totally. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord in heaven, I ask that you help me to be forgiven and released, completely and totally, for all my hurts or wrongs to the earth and the life of the earth through thought, word, or deed, knowing or not knowing. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. With this release, freedom, peace, power, and new life, I bless all creation in the entire universe and fill the entire universe with my love. I love and bless the earth, all life and all humanity. I love, bless and respect the visible and the invisible. I rejoice and give thanks for my new life, power and health, and give complete blessings and love to all life always. Thank you, Lord in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.